Never done this in my life. Never built this hill. But that won't stop me now. I'm in it for the thrill. You may doubt me now, but swallow your pride. I could do anything, cause on my side I've got that gay audacity.
Audacity.
No limits in my way but me.
Me, 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 me.
I got that gay audacity.
Audacity.
I could do anything. Cause I'm working hard. Costuming a local play. We'll still go into work and shake. Gotta prove myself like I prove my dough. Got me get ready for a show. You think I can't? I think you're wrong. I learned three new things just to write this song.
Hey everybody. Who?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Who here is gay? Raise your hand.
Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Work it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what they say about gay people?
What?
We've got the gay audacity.
Audacity.
No one gets in our way but we.
Oh, we. We.
We've got that gay audacity.
Audacity.
Fuck your rules and fuck reality.
It's Hardcore Brunch, this week's guest on the Worst Little Podcast.
That's us.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated. Uncle
Nick. Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above the UNR campus, and the beautiful lighthouse spires of the Arlington Bridge. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, with my good friend Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick's in the back, Patrick's back. Hey, Patrick. We've had him on before, but we've had him on again. It's Hardcore Brunch.
Hey. On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, fun. So, yeah, you added some members.
Yeah, we got two new cool members. We've got Lid, our band Menace. They're like an elevated hype person. Who's also really good at evil laughing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
Yes. So good. And then we also added Clark, our bassist.
Yeah.
Hi, Clark.
Yeah,
that's me.
Clark.
Yeah. Yeah. We love our new members. Also, Haley got an upgraded drum kit.
Yay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Pretty nice.
We're a real band.
It spits
now.
Out money too, I heard. So, yeah,
no. Wow.
If you're lucky.
No, it mostly sucks up money.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that actually is more true.
Like every other drum kit.
Yeah. Yeah. We love our new members. They make us a real band. Yeah. Last time we saw you, we were a shenanigans band.
It was,
I mean,
still really fucking fun.
We're still a shenanigans band.
Yeah, I was just say,
we're actually more of a shenanigans band now, I would say.
We shenaned before, but now.
Previous times.
That's such a specific number.
It is.
Yeah, Lid leads like fish pits instead of mosh pits. We have everyone pretend to be fish.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And the squats.
And the squats.
Well, actually, we haven't introduced squats to our sets yet, but like we do it for other.
Wait, you are fish in the pit? What?
Yeah, we go into the pit. Like,
good
we,
question.
Any banana men show up at your shows? Or
You could make that happen. You could be the banana man.
Oh sure. Yeah. Actually, I do.
We are team banana.
I have a banana costume at home. I have to admit it. I do.
What about a yellow submarine?
We are the band.
Me and my wife share the costumes.
Ooh, yeah, Clark.
Will you both come wearing the same banana costume?
Are you both in the same banana costume?
Yeah, are you squeezing in?
Two bananas?
Just hopping.
One deal.
Usually it's bacon and bananas that are hooking up. It's a nice breakfast.
You say you split the banana costume?
Late night breakfast.
Nice. Bananas is totally breakfast.
Or
food.
A brunch. A late breakfast is just brunch.
We have a hardcore. Usually Mikey's the banana and I wear the bacon.
Ooh. <That's shaking>.
Yeah.
That is a song that Sue wrote for our band.
I almost finished it.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah, what's Shaking Bacon?
It was gonna be a kind of 50s ballad in 6/8 time. Bacon, oh bacon.
Don't know why you expect
you
me
got
to remember.
Me shaking, you got me quaking.
It's gorgeous. We're going to learn
it next
week.
Oh, brunch themed. Okay. Yeah.
We have some songs that are brunch themed and some songs that are just
songs about
not
breakfast meats.
Hardcore.
And you sizzle, eat your grizzle.
Yeah. There you go.
See? Catchy, huh?
Co-writing credit.
Write that down.
Oh, no, Nick. You're in another band now.
One of us.
Is this band number 11?
I'll definitely do a sing-writing team. No, but have you guys heard of ICS? Immersive Composition Society. And what you do, we call ICS, and what you do is you get your friends, people who write songs, to spend a day. Usually Saturday's a good day, right? You get up. You could start technically at midnight on Friday night at midnight. You could start, but no advanced songs in your head or nothing, just from fucking scratch, right? And then so all day Saturday you write songs, and then at like 7 o'clock at night you've recorded them.
That's so cool.
And you bring them to the thing at 7, and everybody shares what they did that day.
That reminds me so much of one of my favorite bands.
Who's that?
Their name is First of October, and they meet once a year to do like exactly that.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
They write a whole album and record it in all one day.
You'll
meet
never
on the 1st
day.
Of October.
Oh, my
You'll
gosh.
Never.
Nailed it.
Oh, my. You forget about it.
No,
April
so
Fools.
Should be, yeah, exactly. It should be like 27th of March or something.
I think every album they've had, I'd have to go back and check, almost every album at least, there's a Halloween song and also a song talking about it being the 1st of October.
I love it.
But they don't plan ahead. They just they'll bring like different instruments each year and just kind of improv on them and panic while they try to record all of these. They mix and master after, but they do all the recording, and like I think they give themselves 12 hours right now.
Where are they from?
So the two musicians, if I'm remembering correctly, and the American in me will come out here, cuz one of them is from Canada. Andrew Huang, I think, from Toronto, maybe. And then Rob Scallon from Chicago, I think.
Okay, so, but they only get together once per year?
For this particular project,
okay,
yes.
So they do tour and you can go see them live. No, they just do.
No.
Oh, shit.
In fact, I think only Rob, I think, remembers anything after the day of. I don't think Andrew remembers anything after, really.
That's great.
But they're lovely.
Right.
I know.
Can I just
But so, that's when record companies come in, or you know what I mean? Like somebody paying you to do that for the year.
But Argyle wrote an entire musical theater.
In one night?
In one
really?
Night.
Oh, yeah. Improv is my new favorite thing. Improv musicals, particularly with crowd participation. If you ever want me to come on the pod and write a musical with me, let me know.
Always. Yeah. Yeah, why are you asking?
Not right now. Right now we're with the band.
No, but yeah, our girl needs, you need a, you need an evening of your own.
So we'll just start packing up then now.
Bye.
All right, Clark, I'll drive you home. Our girl can stay here.
Thank you. Well,
yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, it's only a 20-minute walk.
Yeah, I'm glad we set up all this microphone equipment.
Yeah.
And everything.
See, you're going to disappoint more than just me. Does that feel good?
Oh, I'd love to stay. It's just, you know. What choice do I have?
It sounds like there's other plans in motion.
I've already got you booked in my head, like, for fall, so don't worry about it.
So maybe we should go around the room, and or we just, we kind of did that, right? Everybody's voice has been heard and their name's been said. Okay. Cadillac Kim, how have you been? We haven't seen you in a while.
I've been, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. But things are great.
Healing, getting better.
Healing, getting better.
Oh, good.
Working
good,
a good lot. Part. I got a new puppy. It's the most adorable fucking thing you've ever fucking seen. What it's disgusting. Name? Her name is Beans. Her name is Beans.
Oh, perfect. She's got perfect. Just one floppy ear and a floppy.
Adorable.
Oh, my God. What is her breed?
She's a Chihuahua something or other.
A baby. Incredible.
Yeah, she's a little baby bean. A beanie baby.
Adorable.
Yeah.
No notes.
That's pretty much it. I went to my friend Heidi did a thing at Shim's Saturday night, which was fun. It was Beyonce's birthday party, and there was like a drag performance.
Ooh.
And Jeunesse Carter emceed and performed a little bit. And the really cool thing is his name's Pedro. I did not know that I needed techno with live saxophone in my life, but apparently that's what was missing the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
that's spicy.
I know. I'm like, I got to get you on the podcast or something. Mm-hmm. He's been in many different bands. He was actually in a band with Sean Richardson. God, what the frick was that band name? Before Seven Out. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, but I can't think of the name off the top of my head. But anyway, yeah, that was super fun. All the drag performers were fantastic. It was a sold out show. So, yay, Heidi. And,
yay.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to.
Very cool. Yeah.
Can we ask you a question too? Is it too early for the question we have for Cadillac Kim?
Oh, no, I guess not.
We have a question for Cadillac Kim.
Oh, no. Yeah. We were talking
this
about this earlier.
On my set list.
How did you get the name Cadillac Kim?
Oh, oh,
we have bets.
Covered on a previous
podcast,
so long ago.
Oh. But it was a very long time ago.
We had a book. We've got a book on it, so we haven't
put
money.
Yeah, we have bets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, oh God, now I want to know theories.
We don't want to
That's probably the best
outcome.
I actually, I'm going to turn it back around. How do you think I got my name?
Oh, well, my bet was... that Cadillac is a synonym sometimes for something that's super cool, and that you're just super cool and it sounds good with Kim.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you were born in a Cadillac.
All right. Fair enough.
I went for the interesting encounter in a Cadillac.
Okay.
I like that one. Downstairs? Any guesses?
Oh, mine's really boring. Mine was just like, she likes Cadillacs. Very, very basic.
Clark?
I'm going for Cadillac Conception Kim.
For 200?
Oh, that's two. That's two. Okay. So you're mostly right. I was not conceived in a Cadillac.
Aww. That you know of.
that I know of. A Cadillac was my first car, though.
Oh,
it was ugly and terrible. And at the time, I fucking hated it because all my friends had like Honda Civics and I had this like hand-me-down 1986 Cadillac DeVille.
Oh.
But
I had no idea. You had no idea.
No idea.
How cool that
no
is.
No idea how cool that was.
Incredible.
So anyway, then, you know, I grew up and I go about my business and I got really into classic. I had a classic car era. Oh. And a pinup girl era there
That's
for a little
awesome.
Bit.
Yeah.
And I still have my car. It's a 1963 Cadillac.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's in storage because I just don't have the time or money for that kind of hobby anymore. But I still have it. I went to a car show. I entered a contest. I was cornered. I didn't want to do it, but I was cornered in the bathroom at the Bunny Ranch.
Whoa.
Okay, what?
How did we get here?
Well, okay, so I was at this car show, and nobody was signing up for this, like, pinup contest, and I showed up all cute and had my hair done and all this, because I used to do that shit. And I used to have time and energy to do that
like
shit.
Like a rockabilly chick?
Yeah, it was. And, I was in the bathroom, and these girls come in, and they're like, nobody's signing up for our thing. And I was like, oh, okay. And I try to leave. And they wouldn't let me leave until I agreed to
to
participate. And I was like, okay, well, they're like, what's your name? I'm like, Kim. They're like, no, that's boring. You're Cadillac Kim. Because I had brought my car. And yeah, so that's the...
It was an assigned name?
It was a, yeah.
A bunny ranch?
That is so much better than
some hookers.
Anything that we thought of.
Yeah. Also, none of us thought of first car.
Well, yes, but I also still own one, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Have you always had Cadillacs then?
No.
They could have called you Bunny Ranch.
They could have called me Bunny Ranch Kim, but you know, Cadillac Kim goes together. That's the alliteration. You know?
So much nicer.
Yeah, so.
And it worked out for you too, because when Rory brought her in as our new intern, we usually give our interns a funny name ourselves. We come up with it and we stick to that until they graduate. But Kim had such a cool name. We're just like, you're Cadillac Kim. It's fine.
I came with a built-in name.
Yeah.
Did you try
to give her a silly name?
No.
We didn't even try. How do you beat that?
I mean, it's really good.
She had been doing stuff behind the scenes already. And so it's kind of like she earned her own name and she has a cool name. So, you know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And now at this point, I think about this a lot because I'm in a different, like, place in my life, an era of my life. I'm much older now and I'm not into the certain scenes anymore. But I'm like, if I changed it, nobody would know who the fuck I am. Does that ever happen? Like, on your Facebook feeds or Instagram or whatever, somebody changes their name and you're like, who is, like, Darlene Smith?
Who are you?
It was before Facebook, but I've had a dear Bill become a William, and I just couldn't.
You're like, what?
I couldn't make the switch.
No. That's wrong.
I couldn't do it. It was too hard.
That's really on Bill at that point.
Yeah. I know. What are you fucking thinking? No, but Bill had to move away. And then Bill moved away to where everybody just accepted William.
Oh, that's funny.
Bye, Bill.
I remember Derby girls also have cool names, and then they hit you up with their real name, and you're like, I don't
exactly. Nobody like, would fucking
who?
Know.
Yeah,
like roller derby.
Yeah, roller derby girls. Yeah.
How many songs do you guys have for us tonight?
Well, we had one Patreon song, and then we got 1, 2, 3.
Patreon.
Four.
Ooh,
sorry,
and, Patreon.
I'm sorry.
No, I like Patreon.
Patreon. Potato, potato.
It sounds like we're like patronizing the Patreon.
Yes,
then we say Patreon.
Yeah, Argyle.
Five.
I don't.
Argyle.
Argyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do not like Patreon. But I love when people subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Cool. Yeah.
And you can get the extra show with the extra song.
Which was amazing.
Yep. And
they're
recorded,
all good, but this is.
You got to hear
really
their motherfucking theme.
Yeah.
And we also recorded them without them knowing it, so it's secret stuff they didn't even know.
Halfway
through the show, they're like, are we recording this?
Pax, if you're listening to this, you have to subscribe to Patreon because we recorded your favorite song.
Yay. Call out.
Written for you.
And I'll send it to you.
Password.
If you're on the show.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, so how many more do you have for us now that there was the opener and the Patreon and
then
four more?
Oh, yeah. We better go.
We better get the song.
We've been yapping for a minute.
Okay, stop. Yeah, everyone stop.
Not a puppet on a string.
Yeah. Right on, you guys.
Oh, that's good.
Should we make that a double? Could you do another one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we got a swap, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we swap have to swap. Yeah,
swap. It's time to swap.
Sue us to the basement.
All right.
You don't got to tell me twice.
Pull your keys out and see who's who with who.
Just Sue and Clark are swapping. Swapping.
All right, go.
So. Tell them about the next song, Argyle. Tell them.
Yeah, I mean, the next song. I mean, Lid should tell us about the next song.
Okay, Lid, it's all you.
Gay agenda. Gay, gay agenda. Gay agenda. Gay, gay agenda. Gay agenda. Gay, gay agenda.
The gay agenda? Isn't that bad?
Well, what you heard in the news is true. The queers are coming for you. If you didn't know, we gotta show you all the gay things we do. We're an hour late for sushi, tardy with iced coffee, having a ball and walking tall, strutting through the market at fall. Gay agenda, gay, gay agenda, baby. Gay agenda, gay, gay agenda, fucker. Gay agenda, gay, gay agenda, baby. Gay, your gender. Gay, gay, your gender. The news is right because it's a fright to live the gay agenda. Lesbian staring, grinder hookups, envy's going feral. You know it's true if it's on Fox News that the queers will wreck your life. Raise your stakes, gay your cakes, and at the end we'll steal your wife. Agenda, gay, gay agenda, baby. Gay agenda, gay, gay agenda, fucker. Gay agenda, gay, gay agenda, baby. Gay, your gender. Gay, gay, your gender.
Already there.
A 13-year-old got really upset by that song the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, and was like, you know you're not going to hell, right?
Oh.
I know.
Adorable.
Isn't that cute?
The cutest.
Do you that need to pull so out? Sweet. Can Clark pull out? We're going back to Neil.
Yeah, but you know, we're barely going to notice it.
Okay. Do it.
What does that mean?
See? No. It was almost nothing.
It was almost nothing.
You think it's going to be a big deal, and it's like mostly usually fine.
And it's just fine.
And then that hum will stop when we put it back in.
Yeah.
What if I lick it? What does it sound like if you lick it?
Oh.
I'm not gonna.
I like a nice hummer.
Those intrusive thoughts. You gotta just push those back. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, don't do it.
Is it like a...
Just the tip.
Oh.
Is it like a 9-volt battery? Okay.
Just touch it.
Quick, just quick little
touch. You wanna try?
Yeah, wait, no, touch. Just touch it for me.
I have a...
Ooh, thank you. Hey now.
And how does that make you feel?
No, I was worried it would, but
it just made a sound. Okay.
It was the smallest shock of my whole life. Like,
so like less than a 9-volt battery.
Like folding laundry after the dryer.
Do people still do that?
Yeah.
Put their tongue in a 9-volt battery. I don't know. I don't know.
We did it like 2 weeks ago.
I always make someone else do it. I'm like, lick this.
What was the point?
Yeah, what's the point of putting your tongue on the battery?
Well, it shocks you.
It shocks you.
And if it's dead, you feel nothing.
Yeah.
When you're dead inside, you feel nothing.
But
well, this is me all the time. What do you mean?
I don't even know if they use 9-volt batteries for anything anymore.
Oh,
No, guitars.
Yeah.
Oh, most music okay.
stuff. Constantly. Yeah. Like, there really is. Like, I have to have 9-volt batteries because of that.
Mm-hmm. I guess like, the smoke detectors.
Smoke detectors,
yeah.
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 Right. Mm-hmm.
So anytime you're smoking, you need a 9-volt.
Yeah.
That's great. One of my favorite bands from Reno, Gunshot Liquor, super old band. You guys too young to know about that. You do. Calla Kim and Rick knows about it. But they had a song where Johnny Fingers steals the batteries from the smoke alarm to put in his fuzz box to go play a show, and I think in the song the house burns down or something.
Oh, shit. this is your public service announcement, listeners, to check your smoke detector batteries. Yeah, don't take that every 6 months.
Don't really take the 9-volt out. Don't take it out. Your
fire safety is important.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, keep an eye on that if you live with a poor bass player.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Maybe just give them a nice supply of 9-volt batteries. Be, you know, helpful.
Should we I'll just start a fund. I'll just start a collection. Your 9-volt batteries.
Amounts of low money.
Guys, if it comes down to you taking them out of your alarm, we have a fund for that.
I have a Costco card. I've got so many batteries. We'll get you a lifetime supply.
That is a flex.
Get you like an 84
You know, it
pack.
Really is. I'm a Costco person now.
Oh, that's same.
I go from the rockabilly getting a nickname at the Bunny Ranch and driving a 63 Cadillac to now I have a basically a fancy Prius and a Costco card. So
Chihuahua.
And a Chihuahua. I've really come up in the world.
We got made fun of by one of the employees at Costco for going too much.
Oh, well, yeah. Really?
Yeah. He is our friend.
Tell them, tell them what you just recently bought at Costco.
Oh,
I mean, we got a rotisserie chicken about 2 hours ago. Is that what
not what I'm talking about.
Okay, no. So for our song Fish Wish, which we're not playing on the podcast this time, but come see us live and you can be in our fish pit. Lid runs around and makes everyone dance like a fish. And then whoever wins the best fish competition gets to use our bubble cannon.
What's
a bubble cannon?
A bubble cannon? It's a bubble blowing cannon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, we bought it at Costco. Yeah, you should go because just discounted them. They used to be 25, really? And now they're 10.
How many bubble cannons did you buy, Argyle?
Only five.
Oh, okay. Really? Well,
there's still a huge amount.
Oh, okay. I was going to say
50 bucks worth of bubble cannons.
Was broken.
Rad.
Is
one
that why?
One per each member of the band.
No.
And that's on sale because, I mean, how are you not going to buy five if they're that much off?
$5. Well, yeah.
Five bubble cannon discount.
Well,
five for the price of two, right?
To buy them,
It
really is just the correct financial decision.
It really is.
You're correct. Right. Well, especially now I can actually give them as prizes instead of the prize just being you get to use this for 30 seconds.
I mean, none of us are ever going to retire, so what's an IRA? Just like,
it's a guy named
get your bubble
Ira.
Cannon.
That's our retirement.
It's my Jewish friend, Ira.
Yeah.
Ira.
You guys, you were already on. Oh, we do have new people. Who hasn't been on the show? Clark, you haven't been on, right?
That's correct.
And then also
Lid.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Clark.
Lid?
Lid. Like a lid of a cup.
Yes, like a lid of a cup.
Lid. Okay.
The lid.
You were on, right? You haven't been on. Okay,
no,
well, fuck. We got to do a truncated, fast version with just Lid. And Clark.
I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, you guys ready? We did do that last show, right?
Yes.
You guys remember taking the, know what?
Yeah, they did the quiz.
Everybody was virgins last time.
You won.
But before we get to the worst little quiz, let's do a new game for everybody. And this is a thing you guys didn't get to do last time because we just did it this season. We just started this new game.
Oh.
It's called Good Song, Bad Song. And
that's so subjective.
little back, right? It is. It's totally.
Not
it's
for this
it's basically.
It's
a flip,
gonna be even
flip
worse than you think. Wait till you hear this.
My friend John, my friend John is a music snob, right?
Who none of you know.
Yeah, but he's my good friend. We spend a lot of time together, and I'm constantly asking him his opinion on songs. Nice. So, okay, we'll go around the room. We'll start with Argyle.
Oh, what's the band? We don't get to know the song.
I'm sorry.
We do get to know the band.
The clue you get is the artist, but I'm not going to say the song, but the artist is Ice Cube this week. Ice Cube.
Ooh.
All the many episodes that I've listened to of this show in the last week, which is a lot, John has said every song was good, so I'm going to say good.
Okay.
Okay, Ice Cube. Good. Argyle says good. Sue?
Mm-hmm. I'm very on the fence.
There's not a lot to go on. It really is like a step out into like...
I'm going to go bad.
Bad song. Okay, and good, next? Bad. Lid?
Lid, yeah. I am going to go good from...
Oh,
what
controversial.
I know of Ice Cube. Yeah. Of Ice Cube and...
Haley says good.
Good. Clark?
I'm really on the fence here. I'm thinking commentary on 90s hip hop and rap. If I remember correctly, he had some opinions on that. I'll say.
Yeah, we had Young MC last week. So,
I'll say.
Or no, the week before that.
Good.
Okay.
And I say he's going to say it's bad.
Okay. Rick?
I think he's going to say good.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Ice T, check yourself before you wreck yourself. GSBS with John and Nick. John, what do you think?
You know what's amazing about this song is that by this time, we already knew that this synthesizer sound was cheesy, right? And yet when you play it here, it kicks all the ass. He took the cheesiest instrument, he made it kick all the ass. That's on that alone, I would give it a GS.
Yeah!
But it's also, it's a great hip-hop track. It's a good rap. There's nothing bad about this. This is a good song.
There you go. There we have it. Sample from Grandmaster Flash. Little side note there. Good song.
God.
Ice Cube, good job.
Most of the time, if you vote on John being jaded, you lose. It's bit me in the butt a bunch of times.
I know. I voted wrong for Alanis Morissette, too. I thought he was just going to...
There's no way he was going to like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Wow.
I have to chickity check myself because at the top of it I said, Ice Tea.
You know, I was so worried before it played. I was all the information I had.
That was wrong.
I caught it at the end and said Ice Cube. So there you
it
go.
Worked out.
I knew who it was. I just, you know, this old brain I'm on.
Today was a good song.
All right. So that was good song, bad song. Rick, give me that old timey music.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
And it's time for Clark and Lynn to go head to head on this wacky game show quiz thing we got going here. All right, Lynn, your first question for me is going to be, I'm going to do the $1 million this week. Okay, you get $2 million.
Oh, no.
You get to keep $1 million, and you have to give $1 million away. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with the $1 million you keep, and who are you giving the other $1 million to?
I would probably use like the $1 million to tattoo the rest of my body.
Nice.
I don't need the whole $1 million.
I was gonna say, I don't think it costs that much.
No, when it costs that much. No.
Real big tip.
That's who you're giving the other $1 million to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Banksy's gonna do.
Ooh, and then the other $1 million I probably give to a nonprofit that I look into for LGBT youth or animals.
Very nice.
The gay animals.
Great answer.
The gay animals.
Specifically.
Gay Animals Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right on. Clark, what do you got for that?
Yeah, I think similarly, I would want to give the first $1 million to some local nonprofits. I don't currently, but I used to work for a local nonprofit, and $1 million, I mean, depending obviously, but $1 million can keep them afloat for a solid year. So I think similarly to Lid, I would probably our center and similarly impactful places in town, I think I would want to share that with. And then the other amount, I have some medical debt that I'd love to not have. It was a couple years ago. They did a bunch of tests and they were like, I don't know. And
love
I'm still
that.
Paying for it.
Love that.
It's
yeah.
great. Other than that, I'd probably, maybe it's time for me to get my first tattoo.
Oh,
do it. Yeah, I already know what the first two are going to be. I'm real jazzed about them. and that's probably the rest of it, right?
Sure. Good answer.
All right. Big tip.
Right on.
I have one. Oh, what? What were you going to say, Argyle?
I just said a real big tip.
Oh, yeah. okay, you can combine any two Beanie Babies. What would they be and what half?
Wait, sorry, real quick. Argyle does this.
I know.
In real life.
I'm bringing it around.
Oh, my God, I love it.
We talked about it before.
Perfect.
I have to remind myself of the Beanie Babies I had as a kid.
Just choose two animals.
Okay, I think Punxsutawney Phil for one. Ooh. And the top half of Punxsutawney Phil, because you need the bow tie and the top hat
of
for
course,
sure.
Obviously.
And then I'd probably have to go with a squirrel bottom half, because then you get the bushy tail. And I know that's kind of cheating, because that might just be close enough to Punxsutawney Phil, but I think that'd be super cute.
Nice.
So cute.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I'll go for those two.
I definitely thought you were saying that you were going to centaur a Punxsutawney Phil onto another Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, and so it's just two heads on the other side?
Well, you said it'll take Punxsutawney Phil, the top half of Punxsutawney, and I was like, oh, this is...
What
it's
monster
happening.
Do you create after how many times of you've rewatched Groundhog Day?
Oh, my goodness.
Too many.
Time folds in on itself. That would be really ugly. Yeah. Anyway.
Clark?
Oh, yeah. So I had recently had a bag of Beanie Babies that I discovered in my room that have been probably stewing for about 30 years in that bag. It was a Thomas the Tank Engine bag. And I think while as adorable as they are, I would love to take the little crab guy. I don't remember their names.
The little crab
but
guy,
I had
yeah.
a little crab guy, and he had like a whole bunch of different colors on him, and then there was like a nice little seal. Like a dove white seal. And just take that little tail on that seal, put it on that crab.
Yeah.
Let it have a good time.
Crab in the front, yes. seal in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite kind of mullet.
You can tell if it's happy.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, what is your most memorable story from middle school? And we can begin with Clark again.
Oh, hi. I got punched in the face one time for wearing green on St. Patrick's Day.
What? That doesn't
work that way.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for asking. I was in front of my homeroom class. And
Sue's dying up here.
This kid walked up to me. I won't say his name. I'm sure he's up to good things now. But
hopefully.
He always wore cool band shirts. I thought we could be friends, but then he punched me. He walked up to me, and he starts throwing his fist to the side of my face, and he keeps saying, "Why are you wearing my color?" I assume he's Irish. "Why are you wearing my color?" And he keeps doing it. He's just repeating it. And I'm like, "Huh, that's so strange." And then he punches me square in the face and then walks away. And then I went into my homeroom class and I was like, "Hey, teach, this is a thing that just happened." And this was my math teacher, and I was a real math nerd still. And so he knew me well. And he's like, "Oh, that is a wild story. Let me go ahead, let the vice principal know." So he messaged the vice principal. You know, he called him up. I get called up to Mr. Flowers's office. And I explain the story, and he's like, "Okay, you know, you understand that this does not sound real, right?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm very aware that it doesn't sound real. I'm just letting you know that it's what happened." And he's like, "Okay, well, let's just hear what the other student has to say." So I leave. I get called back later, and he's like, "So, Clark, that student did confirm everything." And I was just like, "Yeah, I mostly was just confused, so I figured I'd tell somebody." And they were like, "No, you did the right thing." And I'm like, "Cool, can I go back to class now?" And they're like, "Yeah, go for it. I don't know what happened to him. I hope he's all right." But my face wasn't that day.
Yeah. That other student went in there and he's like, "Yeah, I hit that dude."
Yeah, no, and it's a debate.
He was wearing my color.
Every St. Patrick's Day, I'm not sure what the right move. I think getting flicked is better. Or pinched? Pinched?
Do you still wear green? Yeah.
It's sometimes.
Okay.
Because if I wear green, maybe I get punched,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's worse.
If you are good at pattern recognition.
Yeah.
The things you learn in school can sometimes be interesting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's not what you go there for, but
sometimes you get punched.
Different lessons.
Yeah, man.
What was the question again?
Memorable middle school story.
Oh, there's too many. I went through a whole face journey while Clark was going through their story. I would have to say that is when I met my best friend of 20 plus years at this moment.
Aww.
In summer school, and we connected through the love of Pokemon.
Nice.
And we've just been friends for 20 plus years at this point, and I have shown them things that I have not realized have developed their own interests, like Hatsune Miku. I showed them that, and I didn't even remember doing that.
Blue.
Yeah, blue. And like a whole bunch of other things. So I think that would have to be my most memorable middle school experience.
Heck yeah. That's that's so wholesome.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
But Clark won the round.
Oh, bless.
It's a competition. That was good. Argyle really wishes they were part of this.
I will survive.
Are we going to do rapid fire?
One rapid fire each?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let me knock out these ones really quick. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
I'd say Trek. I think they've done better as they've continued. Wars is really...
Okay, that's fair.
Would you rather have the Beatles or Star Wars or Star Trek?
Beatles or Star Wars?
Of the three?
Yeah, you keep one of... Yeah, the Beatles either has to go or you can keep your science... Or you can get your science fiction out of here.
I'll keep the Beatles.
I'll keep Star Trek. That means a lot to my mom. She likes the Beatles a lot, too. But I don't think I could take Star Trek away from my mom.
Oh, that's
Aww,
sweet,
that
too.
That is adorable.
But Lyd had the correct answer. Sorry.
Oh,
You're catching up, Lyd. Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Oh. I'll wear green. I've been there, done that.
I did karate, so I'm like, I could do either. Beat up, I guess.
Yeah, hours away from work, that's tough. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to die in a cult. Do you choose Heaven's Gate or
Jonestown?
Is that Kool-Aid, right? Jonestown? Yes.
Jonestown is a Kool-Aid. Heaven's Gate is the
Nike shoes. Suffocate Nike shoes.
But you they get to be too. On a Funny comet haircut. For the rest of eternity.
True.
No, I'm going Kool-Aid.
I really like the camaraderie with Jonestown. if I'm there, right? Like that's
I'm
gonna feel
be in a cult.
I feel like it's just wrong. Like it's all wrong.
It's all but wrong. But it's
yeah.
If I have to choose, right? I feel like passing up like the metal that is Heaven's Gate. That's wrong. I have to go with that. I think
with Heaven's Gate.
Yeah,
you get to be on a comet.
Yeah,
I suppose.
There's also castration.
So early Beatles.
Yeah. We don't mention forever. That.
Early Beatles or late Beatles? And early Beatles means anything before and including Rubber Soul. Late Beatles is everything after, but not including their solo careers. Early Beatles, late Beatles.
Drugs Beatles is best Beatles.
Yeah. Okay.
Lit.
Fair.
Let's go early. Yeah.
Okay.
One early, one late.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather be exposed to the vacuum of space or the bottom of the ocean?
Let's go space.
Do we get to experience the journey there first?
Oh, like Ocean Gate?
No, I think you just suddenly appear.
Okay. And then suddenly disappear.
Yep.
I'll take space. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Okay. They're both very cold.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know for too long.
I don't think we'd ever know.
Yeah, space is fun.
But if they told me after.
I think space would be much longer and much more agonizing than the
bottom. I think your head would explode.
Ocean is fast.
Ocean is instantaneous.
But you'd get to see space before you die.
Hey. Ask your blood boils.
Your blood boils.
Cool.
How else are you going to catch that comet? Jesus.
Do you have goggles at the bottom of the ocean?
Do you have goggles?
It's dark. It doesn't matter. There's no light.
Because that's going to save you.
Approaching me. Is that
all right, it's neck and neck. Cadillac Kim, you got the last question.
Tiebreaker.
One can exist, but not the other. Simpsons or South Park?
Ooh, oh no.
That's really tough.
They're both good. Simpsons has predicted a lot, but South Park is batshit crazy. South Park. I remember the Snooki episode down, way too easily.
I'll go with Simpsons. I feel like I just stress so much when I watch South Park. Like, I enjoy it, but it's like a...
Oh, then I'll go South Park.
It's like an anxious enjoyment.
It's a little grating.
Yeah. Yeah. Simpsons.
All right.
That wasn't very helpful.
Well,
let's check.
Tiebreaker.
Let's see what the computer says. Let's see. All right. Oh my God, you guys! It was a total tie.
Oh my God.
Whoa. It's almost like Clark and I are the same person.
Clark.
780,000 for both of you.
Whoa.
That's wild. That never happens.
Never happens.
Clark, I've always raised that number. We're going to town, Clark.
Heck yeah.
We're getting food.
You both can have a ring pop or a sticker.
Ooh.
We'll take care of that later after
Excellent.
The show.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. So you got two more songs for us?
Two more songs.
Where are you guys playing? How can people get a hold of you on the internet?
Thank you for asking. We have an Instagram. It's HCBrunch, at HCBrunch at Instagram. And that's the only social media that I am keeping track of. So, but we are going to play at Shim's July 23rd. Which is a Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it just you guys, an evening with hardcore brunch?
An evening with hardcore brunch. Come have shenanigans with us.
Sweet.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, come see us. Come join our fish pit.
I even have that night off, which I never do. I was supposed to go to San Diego to see my favorite band, but then my favorite people brought my favorite band to Reno, so now I don't have to go to San Diego. It's nice how that works out.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's Larry and his flask, and nice. They're playing, which is, I know, Rick's favorite.
Oh,
It was a very good show. It was cool. The drummer stood up. The audience was the smelliest audience I've ever experienced.
Every time
in my
I mention Larry's Flask.
Oh my God.
The crustiest of punks.
Just attract people who don't bathe. That's
all. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm unfortunate. So ready.
Well, Boss's Daughter's on the show.
Boss's Daughter and
Acoustic Noir.
Yeah.
And Greg Gilmer made a rad rock poster.
Oh, very I cool. saw the poster. It was amazing. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Who else did he do a poster for recently? Oh, he did a poster for the Dancing in the Streets happening on July 11th, which we will have our Dancing in the Streets preview next week, actually.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Yeah, very so we've cool. got yeah. some surprise musicians who will be playing on the Cheney Street stage. And that's a fun and free event for everybody. Yeah, I love it.
You've
it's right down the street from my house.
Amazing artists have. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Cool. Very cool. Yeah. I got some Glitter Bat news.
Oh. Yeah.
We're playing an all-ages show at the Holland Project.
Heck yeah.
Ooh, cool.
With our friends Sad Giants are going to be there.
Aww.
Oh, boy, I love them.
We got Annabelle and the Desert Scrubs.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Who we me and Rick saw at the Fallon gig this
show.
Weekend. Rhythm Tap House. Shout out.
We had a great time out.
Thank
Woo!
You, Jesse. You were awesome.
Fallon's the best.
And then we played with the Reno DeVilles. They were very cool.
Amazing. They're gonna be on the show too.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And we booked them for the show. So that was really cool. And then our number one band who booked the show, Bark Hardly. And nice. It's a game show. So you get like a showcase of 25 minutes of each band. And then after that, we're playing a game show.
Ooh. At Holland?
Yeah, all the bands are going to be competing against each other
when
in
is
a
this?
Game show.
That sounds awesome.
July 10th at 7 p.m.
Hey, oh, so it's a Friday. Okay.
That's yeah. my birthday.
Oh, my God.
It's
oh,
your birthday.
Hey.
While we're pushing
Haley,
gigs well, Haley, are you not in Carson City next week?
Oh, yeah, I am, actually. I forgot all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you are.
I'm playing at the Brewery Arts Center for their food truck event that they're putting on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm doing a solo set, playing my guitar and singing some songs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So cool.
Shout out Spike.
Carson's yeah. fun.
Spike.
We love Spike.
Spike's making Spike. It fun down there.
Yeah, he's yeah. working hard. Mm-hmm. He's crushing it.
Yeah, and Jamie too. New girl.
Shout out Spike.
Yeah, we like Jamie. Jamie's awesome.
So
yeah.
much podcast overlap here. Old podcast lore.
As we've mentioned before, Spike is part of the reason why we're a real band now.
Really?
It's
yeah.
true.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, because he invited us to play the Carson City uh-huh. Pride last year.
That was your first. Was that your first show as a band?
Yeah.
No,
well,
when
no.
We were little babies.
We'd played
individual sets before yeah. together mm-hmm. and pretended we were a band.
yes.
But that was
yeah,
the first time
we
were
met
a real.
You.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But then we were like, shit, we need to get our shit together.
We did, yes. And yeah. then we did.
And now yeah. here we are.
I would say you got it together very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, the band sounds
really
great.
Really great.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see y'all out.
Awesome progression.
Those were so fun. Those like early shows, like before I was part of mm-hmm. this, so much fun.
Yay. Lynn and Clark were our best.
Before you were part of this, and now you have to work.
Roadies.
You're
roadies, yes.
Yeah.
I always get roadies and groupies mixed up, so yeah. I always have to be very careful.
Really awful.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah,
same.
No, roadies. Is a
difference.
Lynn and Clark were our king roadies, so that's why they got the bump into
nice.
The band.
Nice.
Well, that
I thought it was
that.
Like karaoke.
They got jumped in.
They are amazing.
They are amazing. Well, actually, yeah. Actually, I consider Lyd's audition when they did Man Eater at karaoke and they did
nice.
The full choreography, and I'm like, yeah. you should come and you yeah. should be in the band.
The yeah. choreography specifically from the Dance Central game on the Xbox.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically.
So cool. Well, no. we had a great time hanging out with y'all.
Thank you, my dad.
For the Reverend Rory Dowd, for the Lord Strice, and for Chewbacca, who couldn't be with us today.
R.A.D.
R.A.D., more like it.
Hey.
And we'll be seeing you soon. And thanks for listening, everybody. Life is short. We love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
My brain.
good that the sun's gone down.
Hardcore Brunch, never to be seen again. They met their demise due to a briefcase full of knives.